Prop 310 is the sales tax for fire district funding measure. A yes vote supports creating a 0.1% sales tax for the next 20 years to provide funding for the state fire districts, a vast majority of those in the rural areas.
If you spend $100 at Home Depot or something like that, you're going to pay an extra 10 cents.
Former State Health Director Will Humble, now at the Arizona Public Health Association, supports Prop 310.
Not every single one of them, but almost all the rural fire districts that do emergency medical services are really badly underfunded. They're, a lot of times it's just volunteers. Their equipment is either old or non-functional or non-existent.
The Arizona Free Enterprise Club opposes Prop 310. From their website, they say to the average voter, it may not sound like a big deal. After all, firefighters provide an important service that keep people and their property safe. But if enacted, all Arizona taxpayers would be forced to subsidize 1.5 million other Arizona taxpayers, despite already paying taxes for fire and emergency services in their own communities. Humble doesn't dispute that.
Make no mistake about it. This is subsidizing rural fire districts. And I think that's a good thing. These people at the Arizona Free Enterprise Club think that's a bad thing. We have a difference of opinion.
And Arizona Free Enterprise Club says Prop 310 is essentially a bailout for fire districts who have recklessly and wastefully spent taxpayer money in the past.
These rural fire districts are not wasting money that I saw. Now, can you find incidents where they did something bad? I don't, probably, but for the most part, they're doing everything they possibly can to keep the wheels on.
Jim Cross, KTAR News.